once, you told me twice. I don't take anyone's advice. Rather make my own way down the road. Take the gold from the sun. I hold it close when the day is done. Keep the fire inside me till the dawn. When the sun begins to rise, I'll open up with brand new eyes. Only from the dark can you see the light. Every day I'm born again, but not in any kind of Christian sense. It's only me to wash away my sins. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Said I had a real young soul, many lives to live before the end. I'm getting old, my friends have died. I never got to say goodbye. The dead, they don't miss you when they're gone. And me too, I'll up and die. But for now, I'm still alive. Ain't no use for mourning what has been. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're new again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're new again. There's a world of mysticism beyond the world of criticism for you. Can get you there, you and you, my darling. You're where, you're where, you're where, yeah, yeah. You're where, gone retrograde, waiting for the planets to align. I find myself caught between generations either side of me. The son is the father of the man. I've been told, I've been warned, adorn me with a crown of thorns. You'll die and you'll be born again. When it's time to say goodbye, I look directly in your eyes. See the holy you that lies within. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're new again. Yeah.
That's Grayson Capps with New Again from his 2017 album Scarlet Roses. I'm Jan Hall from Folk Roots Radio. I'm actually in the middle of the Caribbean. Isn't this cool? I'm talking to Grayson on a cruise ship because I'm on Cayamo. Cayamo is an absolutely fabulous roots music cruise. If you've not been, you definitely need to check it out, because if you love music as much as you know I love music, and I know our listeners love music, you really need to think about spending part of your winter on this boat with 40 of the best musicians out there in the roots music, blues music, Americana music field. Absolutely fabulous. And I'm going to tell you a story, because I was having breakfast on the cruise ship this morning, a little late breakfast, And I started to hear this guy play, Grayson Capps. You're going to hear him in a second. You've just heard his music. He's an absolutely fabulous performer, so much so that I had to rush my breakfast through so I could get across the room to catch his set. I'm going to introduce him now, Grayson Capps on Folk Roots Radio. It's great to have you join us.
Dan, it's great for you to want me to join you. And it's an honor to have somebody like what I do and then want to promote it. So thank you.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because when I was listening to your introduction, the show, again, I was having my breakfast, and one of the things you said was the fact that, you know, it was great to be on KMO. This is your first trip. And I assume you must have come through the sound check, which is where they pick a few artists to join. Is that how you got on the boat this time?
There's a lot of regulars on KMO who do this songwriter festival called 30A, which is in Santa Rosa Beach, Florida, every year. And also, I host a thing in South Alabama called the Frog Pond. It's in Silver Hill. We bring in songwriters from all over the country. And so through that, I, you know, do rounds with likes like Mary Gaucher, Malcolm Holcomb, and Sean Mullins. You know, he came through there, and we became mutual fans of one another. And from what I've gathered through various house concerts I've done, Sean didn't think I wanted to do KMO, and that's why I wasn't on it. And I was like, well, I want to do KMO. And this other woman kind of passed the news. And so I think Sean Mullins actually stepped up to the plate this year, because the woman said, well, Buddy Miller can bring people on. He's like, well, I'm going to bring Grayson Capps on. So thanks to a whole bunch of people who voted for me to come on, and, you know, Sean Mullins for having me here.
Well, we've got to say, I think Sean Mullins has been on every KMO, which is 13.
Yeah.
And Buddy, I think, has been on 12. So yeah, actually, Sean Mullins actually takes that prize. You kind of gave the game away a little bit, because I was going to introduce you from L.A., you said was Lower Alabama, right? Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your life in music.
My dad, I don't know how I got into music. Well, I do know how I got into music. It's just, it's not in my DNA. My father can't even clap to a rap song. When I was young in Alabama, the 60s hit Alabama in the 70s. So I ended up, my daddy was kind of, what they'd say, a free thinker. And so he'd have music around the house on the weekends, and poets and artists and all kinds of people hanging out. And it was so much of my childhood that it you know, I started playing music later on. But it was a huge influence for me to see this fellow named Bobby Long, Fred Stokes, playing these old songs from Woody Guthrie, Tom T. Hall, George Jones. Really influenced me a lot. I went to school. Later on, I started getting into theater. I went to Tulane University in New Orleans, and I studied theater. I had some professors there that were really into music and theater, not musical theater like, you know, Picnic or anything. You know, it was the idea that rock and roll or live music is the new real theater, because you can take a stage and command an audience without having to regurgitate old tired musical or something. So with that and my love of music anyway, I started playing in a band called the House Levelers. We ended up becoming the darlings of these open mic nights in New Orleans, and we got signed to Tipitina's record label. And we were the first band signed to Tipitina's. And it was a band that was kind of, we called it thrash folk. And it was in the days when the Violent Femmes were you know, hitting it. And so it was in that kind of vein. And so like 3 years on the road with that and eating junk food, we got in a three-way fist fight in West Virginia and ended the band with a grand concert of smashing our instruments at Tipitina's. And then I moved to South Front Street, which I talked about in a lot of my songs. Started a band called Stave and Chain, which got signed to Roof Records out of Germany. We went a stint with that. Polygram merged with Universal. They went bankrupt, dropped us. I got my daughter's mama pregnant. Life changed for me. I go solo. And so my first solo album started in 2005. And, you know, with all the drama involved in bands that I've experienced, I decided to take all the blame and all the glory and just use my name. So that's kind of a summarization of my musical explorations.
And one of the things I learned today that I didn't realize was that your father wrote the story about the love song to Bobby Long, which is interesting because you mentioned the movie. Mm-hmm. And I think you said when you mentioned that movie that I think not many people have seen it, but I actually loved it.
It's a movie called A Love Song for Bobby Long, starring John Travolta, Scarlett Johansson, and it's based off a novel my father wrote about his friends, and he kind of took true stories of scenarios that happened with Bobby Long and Fred Stokes and himself. But he placed those stories where I was living after I graduated from Tulane on South Front Street in close to Tipitina's. It was a time where we didn't have to work, and we had this thing called an outdoor living room. We'd spend a lot of time outside playing music, cooking out. And my dad decided to set his friends in South Front Street, and then he wrote a whole book based on it. And then this lady named Shaney Gable came along. We were playing the Maple Leaf in New Orleans every Thursday for a long time. And she was a screenwriter out of New York, and she wanted a story. And I gave her the book that my father had written. In this book, he had tried so many years of his life to get this book and other books published to no avail. So when she said she needed a story, I had this hand-typed manuscript in the bottom drawer of my filing cabinet wrapped in duct tape. I gave it to her, said, well, here's a story that takes place in New Orleans. And she took it back to New York and then called me and said she fell in love with it. And so she wrote a screenplay based off the book. She had also visited South Front Street where I lived and knew that thing and knew that I was playing, you know, I was writing music and playing on the streets. And she kind of combined what I was doing with what my father had done and created a whole beautiful scenario, and then ended up with absolutely beautiful cinematographer and John Travolta and Scarlett Johansson and Gabriel Macht. And she wanted me in the movie, so I'm usually, if there's music in the background, it's usually me. And I wrote most of the music for it, you know, other than the string arrangements. And plus the movie was named after a song I wrote for Bobby Long called A Love Song for Bobby Long, kind of a play on T.S. Eliot's poem, A Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock. So that's... And that, you know, at that time I was doing landscaping and I was playing on the street. Well, I spent every day on the set, and I had to teach John Travolta these songs. I remember my dad and his friends playing at the house in Brewton, Alabama. And that was surreal because in the movie business, you don't get paid until maybe 3 or 4 months after the movie has come out. So I was broke, you know. I'm supposed to be teaching John Travolta these songs, and he was enamored of me because I was not starstruck at all. I was kind of, you know, exhausted each day. And one day he said, how was your day? I said, have you ever run a jackhammer? He said, no. And I said, well, you ought to. But so anyway, when the movie finally came out, it kind of gave me a lot more opportunity than I'd ever had to branch out musically. And then I got signed to a small label out of California called Hyena Records. It was a bunch of people from Capitol Records who quit Capitol and they were pulling their resources. And that was around 2005. And then I started touring Europe a lot then. And mostly these days I go to Holland, Germany, Belgium, and Italy has been real embracing me, and I love going there. But plus all over the United States. I go all over. And, you know, you're in Canada. I'd love to come up to Canada. But, yeah, the only place I've been is Salt Spring Island, off of Vancouver, and it was absolutely beautiful. But, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the music. We started with New Again from your latest album. That's 2017 Scarlet Roses. When I listened to the song that you played it this morning, it was absolutely beautiful. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, at an age I think everybody has experienced, is experiencing, or will experience, and that's when you got to take care of your children, and then you got to take care of your parents too. You know, nobody ever tells you about your parents getting old. I guess it's just my own exercise of going through a death that is inevitable, that I hope will actually be a birth, you know, because death and rebirth seem to go hand in hand.
So I'd like to go back to the album and play another track. Now, one of the things I loved about your performance today was the humor that you had all the way through the show. You have a great song called Bag of Weed, which I would love to play because, you know, Canada went ahead and did the smart thing and actually finally went around and legalized marijuana just over a year ago. And so now everybody's forgotten about it and just lives with it. But this was a great story and a great song. So what I'd like you to do is just tell us a little bit about the song and let's give it a spin.
Well, it comes from the perspective of so many bad country songs I've heard recently that have the same scenario of the beautiful young couple with the brand new truck, and they just went mudding out in the country. They're in love, sitting on the tailgate, drinking a beer. And I'm thinking about, what about the older guys who have an old truck and they've been through a bunch of relationships where people don't like them anymore? That little beer ain't going to do enough, so sometimes you might need a bag of weed, case of beer, a little George Dickel whiskey, and some American Spirit cigarettes just to go out in the woods and contemplate things. So it's a song for the guy who might need that.
This is Grayson Capps from the album Scarlet Roses, and this is Bag of Weed. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Chicken man, the rusted out stove, wore out tires and bags of trash. I'm high on whiskey, I'm low on cash. Tell your mom, tell your pa, don't you worry if I don't call. I'm out in the woods past the cypress grove. When I'm coming back, baby, I don't know. I don't know. I got a bag of weed, a case of beer, a little George Dickel, some American Spirits. Night out in the woods, hope it might do me some good, some good. Fuquay's house is burned and gone, the cows in the pasture have all gone home. Pond in the lowland has done run dry, blue sky days have turned to night. You hurt me good, you hurt me hard, I never thought you'd go that far. Love's alive like gasoline, it might burn messy, it might burn clean. Don't you worry, don't you cry, ain't no verge to suicide. Like an old snake shedding his skin, crawling out to crawl back in. This human race, searching for my sacred place. Bag of weed, a case of beer, a little George Dickel, some American Spirits. A bag of weed, a case of beer, a little George Dickel, some American Spirits. Spending the night out in the woods, hoping it might do me some good. Yeah, 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 do me some good. Yeah, 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 let's hit it now. We'll be right back.
don't go out no more, except for maybe to the grocery store. Likes to sit around his house and paint, let you think the things you gonna think. Young man Corey stole his car, he trashed it to hell, now it's back in the yard. No remorse and there ain't no shame, stands as a statue to a young man's game. A young man's game. I ain't pointing no fingers, I can identify with a selfish man. His ability to lie, but a cold hard truth like a hammer in the teeth. Hurts like hell, it don't give you no peace. Out in the wildwood singing my song about a good man that's done gone wrong, trying to rise above it all while the leaves and the trees are starting to fall, making way for the cold hard freeze. Ain't it funny how this life can bring you to your knees? Ain't it funny how this life can bring you to your knees? Got a bag of weed, a case of beer, a little George Dickel, some American Spears. A bag of weed, a case of beer, a little George Dickel, some American Spears. I sing my song with a simple refrain, while the cold wind had turned to rain. Red clay road had turned to mud, cold brown liquor warms my blood. Icicles hanging on the old barbed wires, too wet outside to build a fire. Spending the night in my pickup truck with the stereo and the windows up. Stereo and the windows up. Got a bag of weed, a case of beer, a little George Dickel, some American Spears. A bag of weed, a case of beer, little George Dickel, some American Spears. Bag of weed, a case of beer, little George Dickel, some American Spears. Bag of weed, a case of beer, little George Dickel, some American Spears. A bag of weed, a case of beer, little George Dickel, some American Spears. A bag of weed, a case of beer, little George Dickel, some American Spears. A bag of weed, a case of beer, little George Dickel, some American Spears. A bag of weed, a case of beer, little George Dickel, some American Spears.
That's Grayson Capps with Bag of Weed from his wonderful 2017 album, Scarlet Roses. Grayson Capps is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio today. We're actually in the middle of the Caribbean on the wonderful Cayamo Roots Cruise I mentioned at the beginning of this interview. If you've not been on it, you definitely check it out. It is a fabulous way to enjoy roots music through the winter months. So Grayson is our special guest on Folk Roots Radio. Let's talk about the live show, because you've played live quite a bit. One of the things I love about your performance is you have just such wonderful stories, so much so that actually the person you remind me most of, not in the necessarily in the way you sing, is Steve Poltz, because he is somebody else who also has lots of stories. So tell us a little bit about the live show and you know, how you developed the way to weave back and forwards between the stories and the songs.
Well, I suppose, I did study theater, but, you know, people are like, what did that do for you? Well, what it did for me is one of the adage of theater, if you get caught acting, you're a bad actor. So all I know to do is be connected with the audience, be as honest as I can, because an audience doesn't like anything that's not true. You know, the truth is what is engaging. You know, it's one of those things in theater too. Any performance you have, you don't want a dog or a child to be near the front of the stage, because they're uninhibited, they're completely natural, and they're a lot more engaging than a performer who's apprehensive. So when I'm on stage, I guess I kind of approach it more like comedian free-forming. Over the years, I've gotten more comfortable with just being myself and relaying stories of where the things come from, and the stories change. Sometimes I'll talk about just what happened that day, you know. Like today, we're on the Kaamo cruise, and I woke up and I felt drunk all day, you know, and I can just mention that because everybody's in the same thing. I didn't drink. I drank a bunch of coffee. But, you know, things like I actually talk about is like, hello, and here I am sitting on the stage, it's vibrating, and it makes me feel like I drank three cups of coffee when I'm trying to sing this mellow song. You know, then I've got these Dramamine wristband things, and, you know, people who are on the boat, I think, want to feel, you can't lie and pretend that you're not experiencing what everybody else is experiencing. So I think I just try to bring people together with what we're all experiencing at the same time. And sometimes that comes off as humorous because, you know, the truth is funny, you know, and it's just that aha epiphany or the shared moment where it makes you laugh that, you know, somebody else, you know, cause you think, man, I'm all alone feeling slightly nauseated and feeling like I'm wobbling, but we're on a boat. So my whole way of approaching the stage is I want to break the barrier between the stage and the audience and have it all together. That's what feels wonderful for me, and that's why I do this. I don't do it in a narcissistic way where, look at me, I try to feel like it's all one. And I'm glad you enjoyed the show. And over the course of years, I've written enough songs to kind of, I consider it sometimes an arsenal to approach various situations that I find myself in. And I don't ever write a set list. I just kind of go off a feel of where the audience is and where we need to go.
Which is, again, that probably comes from the confidence you've developed through your background. I think, you know, mentioning that you were a theater major and understanding that concept certainly pulls things together. You played solo today. Is that normally the way you play?
I do a good bit solo. I've been enjoying for the past few years playing with my friend Corky Hughes, which is a phenomenal guitar player out of Mobile. And when there's bigger shows, like we're doing a whole bunch of shows in New Orleans around Jazz Fest, we're doing Mardi Gras shows and stuff in Mobile. I have a bass player, Rufus Ducote, and I have a couple of drummers I use, you know, Russ Broussard, John Milham out of Mobile, and we'll have our friend Christopher Spees playing saxophone. So, you know, I've got normally a four-piece band, sometimes a five-piece band, sometimes it'll be a six-piece. I know about a lot of musicians, and sometimes it's just fun to add on. Like New Year's Eve, we had, you know, anyway, but the typical touring scenario is me and a guitar player.
Yeah, well, you know, what comes through is that you just like to have fun up there, and you know, as you mentioned before, you know, tell stories from the day, tell stories that, you know, that may speak to the songs, and certainly the fact that you were a street musician in New Orleans for a bit of the time. I mean, that must be a great place to develop your chops as far as engaging people is concerned.
Yeah, yeah. If anybody's a musician, when you're practicing at home, that's called playing on the couch. When you get on the street, you got to learn how to project and make your energy huge because otherwise you get eaten up. And so I think I take that also with me, because when you're on the street, you got to be all encompassing and big and include everybody to bring the crowd in. I feel like I've gotten better as I've gotten older, and I hope to continue to get better because I don't really have a retirement plan. So my retirement plan is to get better and write better songs.
Well, I was going to ask you about what the future holds. Have you, 2017 Scarlet Roses came out. When are you next planning to release some new music?
I'm almost done with a retrospective album that my wife, Trina Shoemaker, she's a famous producer. She and I have kind of rediscovered who we were before having children. And so I put together this retrospective of my life from when I started playing on the streets, South Front Street. And it's about 16 songs. It's unreleased material. It's some material remixed. But I should be releasing that by the end of the summer. And also I'm working on a double album of cover songs that I've known and played all my life from being a child, and songs I remember from my childhood. I've always shied away from covers, but as I've gotten older, I've wanted to sing these old songs like Long Black Veil and Barbara Allen, and even songs like Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen and Taj Mahal songs, John Prine songs. That I've, you know, it's a double album that I'm halfway through with. I've got a lot going on. After that, I want to do, I've got a bunch of country songs I've written, so I'm going to call myself Grayson Everett Capps, you know, because it's a great country guy's got to have three names. And that's Everett's my middle name. So then it'll be a country record. And then after that, I've always, as I've gotten older, ironically, I've gotten into Black Sabbath and AC/DC. So a lot of times a live band will kind of delve into that realm. I actually have a song on Scarlet Roses called Taos, which is kind of a hint of that direction, but I do want to do a full-on rock and roll record before I can't.
No, it sounds lots of fun. I did wonder, have you ever made a live album? Because when I listened to that show today, I thought, oh my God, that would be so much fun to actually have a live album from Grayson Capps.
Oh, well, I might have made one today. I don't know. I don't know if they recorded it. I think they do record them. So, I mean, that's, I haven't had the time to even, people give me these recordings of shows and I keep throwing them in a box. So I've got tons of live recordings. You know, that might happen when I'm dead or something, you know, but otherwise, yeah, somebody's got to go through all that stuff.
It's been great to talk to you today. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
GraysonCapps.com is GraysonCapps. And that will lead you to, you know, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
We're going to finish with one more song from Scarlet Roses. You've picked You Can't Turn Around. It's an upbeat song to finish things up. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, it's kind of where we're leaving this interview. It's like, forget about the past, don't worry about the future, be here now, and you know, embrace now, and don't look back. And it's I'll dedicate it to my biggest fan, who's actually made it on this cruise. That's Glenda Stabler. She's helped support me, and that's one of her favorite songs. But yeah, if I can offer anything, just keep going, be positive, and spread love wherever you go.
This is Grayson Capps with You Can't Turn Around from his 2017 album, Scarlet Roses. I'm Jan Hall, living in the moment on KMO and the high seas. And thanks again for spending the time with us today.
Thank you.
In the restaurant, didn't get the thing you want. Goodbye, baby, can't turn around. Just because I loitered, got the sandwich I ordered. Sorry, baby, can't turn around. You can't turn around. You can't turn around. You can't turn around. You can't turn around. Down a wrong old road, no turnaround, no place to go. Goodbye, baby, can't turn around. Sometimes you gotta drive on through, even though there's no path for you. Sorry, baby, can't turn around. Can't turn around, can't turn around. Can't turn around, can't turn around. Never never say goodbye. Lordy, lordy, you can't turn around. Dog out on the street at night is looking for a great big fight. Look out, dog, hey, you can't turn around. A gang of cats gonna corner him, shut him down and do him in. Look out, boy, you can't turn around. Hell no, you can't turn around. You can't turn around. You can't turn around. You can't turn around. Stand up for her late at night. Oh, my baby, you can't turn around. A little bit of whiskey, a whole lot of wine, it's all gonna come downtown. Look out, darling, you can't turn around. One thing, baby, I won't bother you. There's too many things I wanna do. Sorry, darling, you can't turn around. Only one life we lead, gotta make it count, my dear. Yeah, yeah, baby, can't turn around. Oh, now, you can't turn around. You can't turn around. You can't turn around. You can't turn around. A little bit more, Corky. Whiskey, a whole lot of wine.